Hey everybody, welcome back to Vikings Connected. This guy is Chris Hockey. My name is Aaron Newberg, and it is time for one of my favorite brand new segments, Purple Ink, and we've got a super special guest this time.
Yeah, the biggest guest we'll ever have on this show. His name is Thor. You also know him as the Mountain. He's the second strongest man in the world. He's from Iceland. They do those strong men competitions.
But he really is the second strongest
he
man?
He literally is, and this year he may win the title, be the strongest man in the world. He's 6'9", 414 pounds, something like that. But we all know him, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, because he plays the Mountain on Game of Thrones. He's fantastic. He came in. He's a real Viking, so he came in to be at the Vikings game.
Is he a real Minnesota Viking fan?
Oh, yeah, he absolutely is. And he actually sat down for Purple Ink and showed me some of the biggest tattoos you'll ever see in your life. It's pretty cool. Welcome to Purple Ink. I can't believe who I'm sitting beside. Very nice to meet you. I'm Chris.
Nice to meet you, Chris.
This is Thor, the Mountain. Say your real name, your full name, please.
Hafþór Júlíus Björnsson.
Can I please just call you Thor?
You can, my friend.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. We talk about tattoos on here, and you've got some great ink, and I'm super excited to get to know a little bit about what's going on. We were talking before the camera started rolling. How many tattoos do you have? And you said, I have three or four enormous tattoos. So let's start with your very first tattoo you ever got. Which one is that?
The first one I got is a tribal tattoo on my back. I was 17 years old, and I remember I had to bring my dad with me to, you know, sign the paperwork, because you have to be at least 18, I believe.
Right.
So I was 17 years old. I was a big at the time.
Right.
On my back, tribal. Today it looks small.
I bet. You were a basketball player back then, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so like you said, less back to tattoo. But why'd you go with that particular tattoo? Why a tribal tattoo?
It was very trendy at the moment.
Okay.
I liked it. I thought it was very cool.
Yeah. So you go from the back tattooed, and if you're like me, once you got one tattoo, you're ready for more.
Yes.
What'd you do next?
Definitely. What I did next was another tribal tattoo.
Okay.
Here, and I'm actually getting it removed. It's
No kidding.
I had it at that one in Spain. I have some, it's still healing. I'm having laser every 6 weeks now. I've done it twice already. Amazing results. Like you see, it's
fading.
It's fading away.
Yeah.
So I'm getting that removed so I can finish up my beautiful arm here.
Wow.
I have two dragons here. My thoughts, you know, plan is they're coming down a mountain.
Ah.
A big mountain, and they are protecting my daughter. I have my daughter here.
Look at that tattoo. That is your baby girl. What's her name?
Her name is Teresa Leaf.
And how old is she now?
8 years old.
8 years old. That is incredible work right there. That's fantastic. I love the whole idea. And of course, they're dragons. I would guess a bit of an homage coming down from a mountain. That's a bit of an homage to Game of Thrones as well. Back to the tattoo removal real quick. You're the first person I've ever talked to who's had that done. Is it painful, the laser removal?
Most of the people I've talked to say it's like 10 times more painful than having a tattoo.
10 times more painful?
I'm not joking. It's very painful, yeah.
But it's going to be worth it.
It's going to be worth it, yeah, definitely.
There you go. There's your dragon coming down from the mountain. What's this over here? Tell me about your right arm.
So my right arm, I have, when I started my career in Strongman, I was called the Lion.
Okay.
Because I came out of nowhere. I was this big guy, strong guy, who no one knew who was. And after each event, I screamed at the camera. Okay. I started to roar.
Yeah.
And then I got the nickname, the Lion. So I have here, this arm here, I have a lion jumping up and fighting a Thor. Obviously, you guys know I'm called Thor. So the Thor is jumping down here, and here is Thor's hand, if you can see it.
Yes.
Reaching to the lion, and the lion claw here, and here the face is jumping to fight Thor.
Wow. And the horse right there as well?
Yes. So the hole here is like almost like a Viking themed tattoo with the lion. You know, I have Valhalla here. I have Odin, the god, here.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Right. Wow. That's a... That's a Viking tattoo right there. That's a true Viking tattoo. That's, again, wonderful work. But that arm is done, I would guess.
That arm is done, yeah.
And it goes all the way over to your chest.
It comes up here, and I just recently got a new tattoo on my chest, and that's a lion as well.
And are you going to go do this side as well with the mountain when the mountain is over here?
Yes, okay. I will. I will, you know, keep on going up here, and I will take this test as well.
Right.
And my plan is to, you know, the small tribal tattoo I have on my back, have that removed and cover all my back.
Wow. My back tattoo hurt worse than any of them. I can't imagine how bad it's going to hurt to have that one removed.
Yeah.
That's going to be, but hey, yeah, that's, you got to do it. It's the art, right? Yeah. Now we moved to your legs. Let's talk about your right leg right there.
So here on my right leg, I have Elvis Presley. Why? Well, he is the king of the, you know, music.
Yeah.
And I have here a small quote that he said, it's not how much you have that makes people look after you, it's who you are. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And this leg here, I have on the back here, I have John Paul Simonson holding a stone.
Yeah.
That one, John Paul won the World Series Man title 4 times. He was a big legend back in the day, still is, you know, one of my biggest idols, inspirations. And I have here a quote after him on the front, what he said when he was competing back in the days. He was pulling a bar, okay, doing a deadlift, and when he got the bar up, new world record, he said, there is no reason to be alive if you can't do deadlift.
Wow. that's
so
that's the quote.
That's the quote.
Obviously, this is a silly question. I apologize, but you must love lifting weights. Do you? Or do you, are you sick of it?
I love it.
You love it?
Yes.
Right. Is there one workout you love more than any of them? What do you love doing?
I love everything about it, you know.
Yeah.
I just love, you know, training and lifting heavy weights, getting stronger, you know, and just in general, being big.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked earlier, you were a basketball player, but you had a knee injury, is that right?
I had I broke my calf.
Ooh.
I had to take a break. The plan was actually never to quit basketball.
Okay.
But then I accidentally came into summer and fell in love with the sport.
Sure. And it's weird, right? It's just for the kids out there watching. Sometimes something horrible happens and you think this is the worst thing ever, and it becomes one of the best things that ever happened to you, right?
Yeah.
Without that, you wouldn't be sitting here right now. You'd be in the NBA, perhaps, but still.
Perhaps. Not bad either.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Speaking of that, you're here with the Vikings. You're here this weekend meeting the players. What are your thoughts on our strongmen, our Minnesota Vikings?
I mean, I'm very excited for the game. This is my first time here in Minnesota. First time watching a game. I have a huge respect to all of the players, you know. I think they are, you know, amazing, and I can't wait to see them play.
Right. Do you think you could have played football?
Honest answer? Yes.
Yeah. Of course. I think you could right now. In fact, we could use you if we could find a helmet big enough, right? Come on out.
To be honest with you, I'm a very athletic guy.
Sure.
I weigh 410 pounds. I'm 6'9". I'm fast on my feet for my size.
Yeah.
I'm a quick learner when it comes to those, you know, athletic things, you know.
Right.
So I think I could, yeah, definitely, 100%. Yeah. I would never say no to that. Okay. I mean, I would never say I couldn't play.
Of course.
But obviously, you know, I'm 28 years old now. I know those guys, most of the guys have been playing since they were, you know, small kids.
Sure.
It's not an easy game.
Right.
So I would have to put a lot of hard work in. Mm.
Rick Spielman, are you hearing this? Right there's our new nose tackle. One more thing. We talk about how much you love lifting weights, obviously, but acting's been a huge thing for you. I'm trying not to fanboy, but I love Game of Thrones. How much do you enjoy doing that?
I love it as well. I was a big fan of the show before I was in it. So, I mean, being in it is just it's a blessing for me.
Yeah, right. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it yet, turn your TV off right now. You crush his head. Is that humanly, physically possible?
Only God knows.
Thank God that's the answer. I didn't want to know if you'd done it. Man, what a great pleasure to meet you. Last thing I always ask, of all your tattoos, which one hurt the most?
I think it was John Paul. I don't know what it was, but it's a lot of black ink, like you see.
Yeah, she
and going, you know, again and again over it. This was probably the most painful one.
Wow. Great work. What a wonderful pleasure to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. That's Thor, and this is Purple Ink, and that was a lot of fun.
Thank you, guys.